Lucy Schweitzer opened Anna's Closet on her 50th birthday. 15 years later, she's closing the store. But this is about a celebration. I had a chance to talk with Lucy, and she tells us the rest of the story.
I was always planning to go back to college and get my degree. Mm-hmm. I kind of bailed when I was young, and I had a certain amount of money set aside for it. And the first course I ever took in college was a fashion merchandising. And then I kind of did some college, did some other things, moved to Northfield when I got married. And I started working retail in Northfield. And it just kind of harkened back to that. And then, of course, I had my kids and did all the other stuff I did. But that dream never went away. So I was looking at going back to school and getting my degree or taking that money and starting the business. I've always owned my own businesses. I was in the fitness craze back in the 70s, early 80s. Uh-huh. So that part didn't scare me. Yeah. But I just thought, you know what? We're doing this.
Yeah.
And it happened to coincide with my 50th birthday. And we opened it on that day. Greatest birthday of my life. And 15 years ago.
15 years.
Yeah.
So why close now?
Why close now? It's been 15 years. It's time to see what else is out there before mm-hmm. What else is out there is not available to me. Yeah. I've loved it. I've loved this town. I've loved the support. I've loved everything about it. But something is telling me, you know what? Leave it for somebody else. Somebody else can come in with all the excitement and all the passion, and I can go find my next passion.
There you go.
Yeah. I want to go out while I'm still on top.
Yes.
While I still am young enough yeah. to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
But old enough to have the wisdom to know, you know, that I can do that. That I can go out and find that something else.
Yeah.
Maybe related to this business. Maybe I'll go back to theater. Certainly thought about that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I stepped away from that. Maybe I'll go back to, I don't know.
Well, and honestly, retail is a lot of work.
It is. You know, I remember when I went to open, I did my 5-year plan, my 10-year plan. And I sat down with my husband. I said, here's what I'm going to be making after 5 years. Are you okay with that? Because I am. And he looked at it and went and swallowed his tongue mm-hmm. and then went, oh, okay. And it's true. You have to love it.
Yeah.
You have to be willing to devote 24/7. My kids were, well, my daughter was 15, the Anna of Anna's Closet.
Mm-hmm.
So she worked for me. My son basically grew up in the back of the store. He was 10. And then when he turned into a teenager, he realized he loved the business and he stepped in. So, but I was there. It's a 24/7. Mm-hmm. Anybody who owns their own business mm-hmm. understands that. And retail, we've been through the ups and downs and where I thought, what did I do? And then riding high. And it's the pendulum swings both ways.
Yeah.
It, you know, it does.
What about selling the business?
You know, I had certainly thought about that, and I'm mm-hmm. certainly up to it, but nobody's going to want to buy Anna's Closet. Now, when I came in, Ramona's was closing, and she wanted to sell me Ramona's. And I'm like, well, it's a great store, but I'm not Ramona. Mm. So she mentored me in some things, and I walked into her space and took over all her racks and hangers and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
In a perfect world, that's what would happen to me. But I don't want to put the store up for sale because it is my identity.
Yeah.
I would love to mentor someone into it. I was hoping that someone, I don't have employees that are at stages in their life to walk into it. I have one that's mm-hmm. like, can you wait 10 years? But, you know, if that were to happen, I would absolutely help a transition. We chose to close now because it's between seasons. And I didn't have to worry about my fall buy. I didn't have to, you know, it just seemed to make sense. So I would love someone to walk in there and hopefully ride on my coattails a little bit, but make their own way.
Yeah.
And like I said, I never did this money for business, so.
Yeah.
Well. Even though it's worth a lot and a lot to me,
right.
Just the selling is a stress I can't handle right now.
Yeah. And when you know, when you think about it and you talk about, well, you don't really make a lot of money at it.
Right.
And that's really, a lot of that is based on the fact that you are working 24/7.
Right.
So if you take into account the value of your time.
Right.
You know, it's, yeah.
And you can't put a value on that.
Right.
And I don't want to put a value on that.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we will bow out gracefully. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hopefully somebody will step up and say, you know what, I'll take the space. I'll take all your stuff. If it doesn't, I mean, number one, that's prime real estate in Northfield.
Yes.
So, and we'll just, you know, sell what we have and move on.
Yeah. So, I will say that Anna's Closet would be hugely missed in Northfield. I mean, I don't know how many outfits I've bought to go to every event I can think of.
This is not, was not, is not an easy decision. And I have teared up every time I talk about it. Because this is my baby.
Right.
And I'm glad I will be missed. I'm glad I'm not just, another one bites the dust. But,
you can't think just about us.
Right.
You have to think about yourself.
You know, so I want to go out. We want to celebrate going out. Yeah. We want, like I said, we're going out on a high. We're going out just when the time is right for me and no one else.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to celebrate what we've done here. We really do.
And I have to say, too, that you have just meant so much, I think, to the community, aside from, of course, the beautiful clothes. Mm. But there's so much more than that. It's heartfelt, and it's true, because you have really given a lot to the community, a lot.
Well,
and
this community has given a lot to me.
Well, good.
Yeah. I mean, this is... You know, in a way, I'm going to be leaving Northfield, too. Now, my base is here. My friends are here. I'm not leaving Northfield. But I'm not going to be living here. I'm not going to be working here. And that saddens me greatly.
Yeah.
Maybe I will retire here in 20 years. But it has been my home for 35 years.
Yeah.
And that's hard. That's very hard.
But on the other hand, too, I applaud you for making a decision for yourself, for your best interests. I think a lot of times people don't do that. And I think that's a good thing.
It's scary.
Yeah.
It was very scary when I opened up. It was very scary to make this decision. And I figure the things that are the hardest maybe come out the best.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm hoping. Yet again, this came out great.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping the next step.
I'm sure it will. Oh, Lucy, thank you so much for stopping by. And
thank you for KYMN supporting me, for everyone supporting me.